Man, I really should have dropped this class when I had the chance. We literally spend all day in this library. You know, we could just leave. Go back to the dorms and, I don't know, blow off some steam or something. I am focusing on my work. I'm just saying, I think we both focus a lot better after a little break. They did a study about this, you know. Your brain can only focus on one thing for so long before you start to get bored, and then you become unproductive. If you know what I'm talking about, then you know I'm right. Yeah, so what? Just because my methods of relaxing aren't traditional doesn't mean they don't work. I know you're sick of this too. You've been sitting in here just as long as I have. Baby, it's just that you look so nice in that shirt. Your skin looks so soft. I just want to feel you under my hands. The more I think about it, about you, the more my mind starts to wander. You know all the things I'm talking about right now, don't you? Well, if you need a little hint, all you have to do is think back to the things I was doing to you last night. All the fun we had. How I ripped your shirt off as soon as you closed the front door. Kissed your lips and your neck. I needed you so bad, baby, and I didn't hold back. Fuck. The noises you were making. Come on, baby. You have to know what I'm thinking about now. I know how turned on you get when I talk about these things. I know you're a little bit shy about it, but that doesn't stop that sweet little pussy from getting soaked from me. That's assuming that you have panties on to soak, though. I know, you have work to do. I might have thought ahead and planned around that, though. Take this bag and go to the bathroom. There's something inside it for you. You'll see what it is once you get in there. You don't have to use it. But I know it's been a fantasy of yours for a long time. So, what'd you think? I knew it. That you'd be a good girl for me and put it in for me. Come back over and sit down next to me. No, move seats. Because I plan on taking full advantage of this situation. And for me to do that, I need you to be sitting next to me. You wouldn't want anyone to catch on to what we're doing, would you? I have a feeling that would ruin the mood. There you go, baby. Get settled then. We have quite a bit of studying to do before we can call it a night. We'll start this on a low setting to get you warmed up. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about what you're studying? We spend all this time in here together, and I feel like I hardly know what you're working on. Like your book. You've been turning pages in that thing for the last 3 hours, and I don't even know what it's about. Maybe I could help you out a little bit. Give you a pop quiz or something to make sure that you're really paying attention and learning the material. I want to make sure you're rising up to your potential. Being the best student you can. Baby, is that something you'd want to do? What's wrong, sweetheart? Having a little trouble thinking? A break? Oh, no, baby. I think we need to take one. I know what I said earlier, but I thought a little more about it while you were in the bathroom, and you were right. We should just power through a few more hours of this, and then we'll have the rest of the night to ourselves. So let's get back to it, yeah? You were reading that passage right there when you got up. Why don't you pick up where you left off? That's my good girl, doing as she's told. I'm gonna have so much fun with you. You're gonna need to be desperate and needy by the time we leave. That gentle buzz feels nice, doesn't it? I sure hope it isn't too distracting. I was serious about what I said earlier, by the way. I really am going to give you a pop quiz before we leave. Just to make sure you've actually been reading what I tell you to. So use your time wisely. Now, I have my own work to do. So why don't you keep being a good girl for me and do as you're told? You've been staring at that one section for an awfully long time, baby. Better get on with it, unless, of course. Is there something on your mind? It's nothing, really? Come on, baby. You can tell me. Whisper it in my ear. All these people around us, they don't know our little secret. But I do. I know that the vibe feels good, and I know that it's distracting. I want to hear you tell me how good it feels inside you, and how badly you wish it was my cock instead. Tell me all the dirty things you're thinking about right now. Okay, on second thought, maybe it's better if we keep your mouth closed. Wouldn't want you to accidentally let out a moan. Then, all these people really would know how dirty you are. Come on now, don't give me that look. You can deny it all you want, but I know being in front of all these people elevates it for you. It makes you a needy little mess, doesn't it? I know it does. Let's get back to focusing on your work, yeah? Look at that, I only turned the vibe up a little bit and you're already such a squirmy little mess for me. How pathetic. If I can make you this worked up without laying a hand on you, I can't wait till I get to have my way with you at home. I'd try a little harder to stay still if I were you, baby. You wouldn't want to draw any attention to yourself because you're squirming around in your seat, would you? All it would take is one person. You'd squirm a little too much. Their focus really isn't on you, so you'd hope that they wouldn't notice. Then you'd squirm again. And this time they do. They'd turn their head and stare at you. And all it takes is one person. Turn their head, and then the person next to them does. Seemingly, I don't know where, the entire library would catch on to what's happening. It's making you squirm so much. So, be a good girl for me and stay still. You know you're a little slut for me for getting off in public like this, don't you? My dirty little slut. I know if I keep the vibrator on this setting, keep whispering dirty things into your ear that you'll come. You'll make a mess in your panties right here in front of everyone. We both know how loud you get when you come. There's no way you'll be able to hold it back. Everyone will know what's happening. You know that means you'll have to be a good girl and hold it in for me. I mean, unless you want people to hear you. But you don't want that, right? Because we both know that only a bad girl would want something like that. And last time I checked, you want to be a good girl for me. This is such a fun game, don't you think? I don't think I'll be able to be nearly as nice next time we play. Don't give me that look. You know that I'm going easy on you right now. If I really wanted to, I could turn the vibe up and make you come right now. The only reason I'm keeping it on this setting is because I want you to think that you have a chance. It's more fun for me if I think you can beat me at my own game. Maybe, just maybe, you'll be able to hold off until I decide that we're done studying. Then, we'll pack up and go back home. Have fun in the privacy of our own bedroom. That's not how this is going to go, though, because I'm the one calling the shots, and I want to see you struggle. I know how badly you must need to come by now, my poor little girl. Being in front of all these people, I know it elevates it for you, makes you quick. Seeing you like this, baby. Maybe I don't want to be so nice today. As much fun as I'm having right now, I have to admit that I'd love to see the face you make as you're coming. That's risky, though. The vibe's already at a good setting. If I turn it up any higher, we might be able to hear it through your clothes. Why don't we find out? I know it's hard, baby, but you're gonna hold it. You don't want to disappoint me, do you? Only a slut would do something like this. Are you a dirty little slut, baby? Forget the studying. Look at me. Are you? That's right, you are. You're my dirty little slut. See the people around us, don't you? They're starting to turn their heads. Starting to pay more attention to us. Probably wondering why those two people in the library are talking so much, ignoring all the work they have to do. Why are you ignoring your work, baby? Is it because I told you to? Or is it because that buzzing in your pussy is just a little too distracting now? It's really a shame that this vibrator doesn't have a higher setting. I would have you on the floor begging. You'd be so desperate that you wouldn't even care if people looked. Of course, that's just a fantasy. You know that if you actually made a scene for being too loud, that I'd be forced to punish you. The threat of a bruised ass always seems to keep you in line. Spankings can be fun. If it's a punishment, though, you know that I won't hold back. You remember the last time you disobeyed me. Don't you? That was fun. For me, at least. I see you squirming more, baby. Remember, as long as you can. You don't want to disappoint me, right? Then you're gonna be a good girl. Maybe not for much longer, though. I know that look. You're gonna come, aren't you? Such a naughty little girl. If you can't hold it any longer, then go ahead. Come on, baby. Make a mess of your panties for me. There you go. Looks like I do need to put my hand over your mouth. If you make any more noise, I'm gonna have to punish you, just like we talked about. Now be a good girl for me and ride it out. Perfect, baby. Here, let me turn the vibrator off. I know you get sensitive. See? told you that you have fun. Such a blushy little mess for me. Why don't you go to the bathroom and get yourself cleaned up? I'll stay here with our stuff. Oh, hey. You actually just missed her. She only ran to the bathroom, though, so she'll be back in a second. How have you been? Ah, that's good to hear. Yeah, we've just been getting a little studying in. She's always saying that she needs to be more productive, and she is when we're at the library, so we've been here for most of the day. Ah, speak of the devil. Hi, baby. Look who I found. You look a little out of breath, love. Did you sprint back or something? I'm just joking. I'm just joking. No need to get defensive. Look, I hate to cut this conversation so short, but we really should get back to it. It was nice running into you, though. Maybe the three of us could do something later this week. Yeah, well, let us know when you're free. Bye. That was nice, wasn't it, baby? Right, well, let's get back to it. We have some lost time that we need to make up for.